providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of the KER Politics segment. We have some interesting things going on in the economy that Jimmy and Anik are really worth bringing to your attention. First of all, a majority of Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck. That's kind of scary. That puts them basically a very short period of time from economic, what I would call, oblivion, for lack of better terms. In spite of that, the administration is now fairly serious about instilling a digital currency into our system. All of that bothers me. That's just simply too many things. How can some family who's living paycheck to paycheck deal with something as, what is the right word to use here, important, I guess, or as complicated as a digital currency? It doesn't make any sense to me. Jimmy, what's your opinion?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the numbers that came out this week, and Lending Club, a report highlighted in CNBC, talks about the fact that 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now.
That's the majority.
Yeah, and of course, that's up from 60% just the previous month. And of course, it's almost at the historic high of 64% based on their studies that hit in March of this year. But here's what's interesting to me, Al, that's really kind of unusual that I didn't expect. Of people earning more than six figures, more than $100,000 a year, 47% of them say they're living paycheck to paycheck. And that's a jump from 43% the previous month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that are struggling to go month to month with.
And they're making more than $100,000 a year.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
I know it's what it, and of course we're seeing a significant increase in credit card debt. Home mortgages have dropped off significantly because of the higher interest rates. So that debt is increasing as much, but there's a lot of debt that's out there right now. And of course, this is on top of after this massive influx of COVID relief funds that the government pumped out there that is really the underlying cause of this inflation. Now,
well, the inflation is a problem, Jim. There's no question about that. But I would have to say that the number one problem right now in our economy is the apparent lack of liquidity on the part of our citizens.
Well, I think that's a very, very big problem. I think you may be right.
Yeah.
And I think it's conjunction. You know, we've got the inflation that stems from regulation, from the energy industry, from what we're talking about with this flow of you know, massive amounts of debt that was incurred by the federal government in order to print money to give to people that to spur, I'm not sure, basically to pay them off, to keep them happy. It looks like a lot of, you know, political activism through, you know, buying votes, if you will. But when you talk about, you know, your original question, getting back to digital currency.
It's just one more complication is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And not only a complication, but again, as we mentioned previously in the show, this gives the federal government tremendous power over individuals' lives.
Sure. All they have to do is shut off the spigot if they want to.
That's right. And of course, you know, they can create as many digital dollars as they want, or they could take away as many digital dollars as they want. And again, this is a big problem. All we've done with creating a digital dollar is make make a very serious problem without any commodities-based currencies, now even based on ether. And how quickly does that dissolve?
Yeah.
And how easily, and we do know how easily people are able to break into no matter what crypto, you know, safety mechanisms there are, people are able to break into these wallets. They're able to steal money. We saw that with FTX with, I think, about $500 million that was stolen.
Yeah, a huge amount of money, Jim.
Yeah, you know, it's just, your cash is not necessarily safe in your pocket, but you have it and you have control over it.
That's
right. If it's in someone else's computer or it's up to the federal government, I would be very, very suspicious and concerned about how many resources someone else controls that I can't touch.
Yeah.
So, you know, that it's the digital system, in my view, is a push towards control. It's an attempt to make it easier. And I do understand with blockchain technology, the idea that you take away a lot of middlemen, which makes exchanges a little more convenient and actually less costly.
Sure.
It does undermine major industries like the, you know, with a, say buying with blockchain technology with a digital investment,
yeah,
or a digital purchase of a home, it takes away the title company because ideally all that information is locked into this blockchain and all the title information is there,
yeah,
and then it would be protected. But obviously that puts everything into some electrons, some in the ether, that if in fact it's lost, you've got a serious problem. And it centralizes control. It makes it much more, in my view, much more vulnerable to,
yeah,
major problems.
Yeah.
A decentralized system is a better way to go.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that when you talk about the concept of central control, to me that's pretty scary. But the second thing that's pretty scary is right now our economy is based on the thinking of the people, okay? Nobody really, they don't stop and think about how bad it is. They don't stop and think about the fact that people making even $100,000 a year are still living paycheck to paycheck. All of the confidence in the American economy could really just cease in a moment if people realized that and started to think about it. It really is a house of cards. There's no question about that, Jim.
And that's right.
I just pray to God that people keep their heads together, that they don't panic and they don't kind of, you know, go to an extreme.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's the economy right now is all our currency, all our exchange is based on trust and faith that the government, that our government will continue to go on,
right,
in the best interest of the people. We're losing that.
Yeah.
People are losing faith and trust in our legislative system, they're in our judicial system, and our the executive branch, the regulators.
Yeah.
And as the regulators in the executive branch reach out to grab more power and force these types of policies on top of people, they're not happy about it.
No.
If you're fat and dumb and you sit back and you think, you know, the tech world is fantastic, you know, every day you sit around and play tech games or you build, you know, software or something like that,
yeah,
you think everything's fine. But the moment that changes, you are stuck. You know, those individuals that have just felt comfortable that everything is going to be okay because someone's taking care of them, when that faith falls away, the economy collapses, and what remains? You know, there's no gold in a vault in Fort Knox anymore that backs our currency.
Nope.
There's no trust and faith anywhere. And of course, as we increase to this massive federal debt, unbelievable, you know, $31 trillion, I believe,
yeah,
we're over now. You know, we've got to pay interest on those bonds, on the sale of that debt.
That debt, Jim, let me just interrupt you for a second. I can guarantee you one thing. That debt is totally unserviceable on the part of the United States right now. Anybody who has taken a basic economics course would realize that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I think we are, you know, heading to the reality that we can't service that debt.
Right.
We can't continue to spend like we have been. And of course, when people wake up and realize that, that's why things collapse. Other countries stop buying our debt. You know, the Chinese stop buying our debt, or they cash in and want that debt. We're in serious trouble.
We're in very serious trouble. We're down to about 25 seconds, by the way, Jimmy.
Yeah. So looking at that, you know, we've got two consecutive weeks of the markets losing. You know, there's a lot of problems out there economically, but there are also a lot of problems politically and with,
yeah,
information flow. So I think we ought to move to that for the last segment today.
We're going to talk about that in the last segment. I'm really concerned right now. The thing I'm concerned about is most Americans are not aware of how serious the economic issue is right now. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.